Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said it's all right to be cautious, but even a turtle never gets anywhere unless he sticks out his neck. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. We're happy once again to be able to study from the Bible. We're glad you're listening to Bible Meditations. All right, let's get to our study for today. And we'd like for you to think with us for a while about some statements that are found in the 50th of the Psalms written by David. David, of course, wrote about a number of things. Sometimes he wrote about his own sin. Sometimes he wrote about the sin of others. He wrote about the mercy of God, and he wrote also about the greatness of our Father in heaven. In Psalms 50, David points out the fact that mankind in general had turned their back upon God and had done wickedly. Because of this, God was aware of all they were doing, and they had not deceived him in the least. Well, let's look at some of the verses that are there and point out some of the things that David had to say about their past conduct. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken. You know, that's an awesome statement when you begin to think about it. The mighty God, that is the God who is without any limitations. He doesn't face the limitations you and I do. We may say we're going to do a certain thing, but we can't always do that because we're limited. We're not able to do it. However, that's never the case with God. When God says, I'll do a certain thing, he does it. And you can depend upon God and upon his word. So he's the mighty God. Even the Lord has spoken. What a great thing it is to know that God has spoken from heaven to let us know what he wants us to do and how we ought to behave ourselves. You know, there is evidence that God exists all around us. The psalmist David would say, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. But to really know God, I have to know more than just what is revealed by nature. Certainly nature reveals there's a higher power, no question about that, and we can look about us and see his majesty in the things that have been created or made. Yet at the same time, I really don't know a whole lot about God by looking at a rock. I could not look at a tree and know a great deal about the characteristics of God. I could not look at a mountain or a canyon and thereby ascertain that God is a God of love and God is a God who would send his Son into the world to bring redemption to the human family. The only way that I can know about those things is by God revealing himself unto mankind. So I'm thankful that I have a Bible. I'm glad that I'm able to read and to study the things that have been spoken in the Bible, and they give to me some insight into who God is, what God has in mind, and what is required of me as a servant of our Father in heaven. So certainly the revelation from God is very important to us. I can read in the Bible how God dealt with men in time past. Sometimes he had to move with compassion and understanding with mankind. Sometimes he was put in a position that he had to deal with vengeance on those who were disobedient to his will. But when I look at the goodness and the severity of God, I learn that through the revelation that God has given of himself to mankind. The Bible, then, is a book received by inspiration. It was given to men, and men wrote down what God told them to write. They were not given the liberty of going through and deciding what they wanted to write. They moved as they were guided by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the things that are recorded in the Bible give to me not only an insight as to God's characteristics, but they also give me a truthful insight that could not be wrong in any sense of the word. Well, when he talks about God who has spoken, he called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. God's the creator. David realized that. David pointed out the fact that everything that we have, all that is here, from the rising of the sun even to the going down in the evening, is a result of God's work. And so God is all-powerful. We ought to stand in awe when we recognize the greatness of God. There isn't any man among us who has anything in comparison to the greatness that belongs to God. Well, keeping that in mind, the next question that would come to our mind is concerning the God of heaven demanding of us obedience to his will. What if a man sins and sins against this God who is limitless, who has no limitations whatever? What if man sins against him? Well, let's go on in our study. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that they may judge his people, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, thou that hast made a covenant with me by sacrifice. In other words, well, he says it in verse 6, God is judge himself. God is the one who will judge all men. So far, in the book of Psalms chapter 50, we have seen the psalmist David said, God is without limitations. He is all-powerful. There isn't anything that he cannot do. He can do anything that he desires to do. He also is the one who is our judge. Men sin and fall short of the glory of God. Is there one who will hold us responsible for our conduct? And the answer very clearly is yes. Men seem to think they have no accounting day ahead. Imagine an assembly of people who believe that idols are just as strong as the living God, and they place their trust and their confidence in those idols that are made by men. Imagine people like that finally being told the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he's appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath given assurance in that he raised him from the dead. The point of the passage is, you have trusted in idols, but they can't bring you through this situation. You've placed your confidence in something that man has made, but God is the one who is the judge of all men. So all of us then will appear before the Lord in judgment to account for deeds done in the body, whether good or bad. Now, David has said God is all-powerful. He has also pointed out the fact that God has two sides to his nature, one of happiness and joy, the other of vengeance against those who are disobedient. Let's look in our study tomorrow, if you'll please be with us, at the contrast that is given between a life of sin and a life of service to God. We hope you'll be listening. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.